So what is it that we're celebrating tonight? What is it that we're commemorating? We're not celebrating or commemorating the Dharma in the sense of any particular rigid formulation of the truth, however useful, or in the sense of any particular text or scripture, however ancient or however inspiring. What we're celebrating, what we're commemorating, is the first impact of the enlightened man on the unenlightened. The first impact of the new man on the old man, the man of the lower evolution. And this impact finds expression in terms of speech, but it's not confined to speech. We're also commemorating the impact of the new man on the old men, on the old women of the present generation. In other words, on ourselves. We know only too well that life today is a rather complicated business. Even getting here this evening, for some people I know, hasn't been easy, hasn't been simple, hasn't been straightforward. It's been difficult. Life today is full of distractions. It's as though there were lots of clutching fingers, you know, trying to get at you, trying to take hold of you all the time. So under such conditions, under such circumstances, it's only too easy to forget what is really the main purpose of human existence. It's only too easy to ignore and forget the possibilities of the higher evolution, possibilities of developing oneself, growing in the direction of enlightenment. And it's occasions like this, celebrations like this, commemorations like this, even if you like festivals like this, which help us to remember, help us to remember ourselves. And there are many ways in which we can grow, in which we can develop. We can grow with the help of meditation, with the help of philosophizing as an activity of the mind, with the help of the practice of the arts. And if we develop, if we grow, as we develop and as we grow, we shall find ourselves, sooner or later, in contact with others who also are growing, also developing. And as we come into contact with them, and as we weave a sort of network of relationships, we shall find, we shall one day wake up to the fact that we together form a spiritual community. Not necessarily resident in the same place, not necessarily always in personal contact, but united through our common ideals, our common way of life, and all the time subtly and intangibly, but nevertheless all the more really in contact with one another, and forming, as I've said, this spiritual community of people treading the path, moving in the direction of enlightenment. And this, of course, brings us now to the third of the three jewels, to the Sangha, the spiritual community, and brings us even to our next celebration, our celebration in 4 months' time. And that means, of course, that we've come to the end of this, not the end of this celebration, because we've our chanting after a short interval, but to the end of this talk. It's now time almost to conclude. And we may conclude by saying that if, as the result of the impact, direct or indirect impact, of the new man on our lives, we ourselves begin to grow, we ourselves begin to evolve, start becoming new men, and you women start evolving together, then the new man, the Buddha, will not have spoken in vain.